Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Playing the music.
Oh, yeah, she is playing the music, Judith. Mm-hmm. And we survived the storm. Did you hear the storm last night?
Oh, I know. Lashing.
Lashing it was. I was lashing whilst I was lashing because I went to the lavatory to have a lash. People used to use that phrase. I'm having a lash.
It was Ben. I don't know that
Ben had a lash. Well, I don't know. I think I'm capable of having a lash, especially at 3 o'clock in the morning. Ooh, I'm full of lash. So I was having a lash and I heard the trees are lashing against my house, the windows. Blimey. I thought, I don't like a storm.
I don't like a storm. I don't like a storm at all. No, I don't like thunder. I don't like a storm. I don't like driving in the pouring rain. I'm a nervous wreck, basically.
Well, what about when I came to Oxford on Saturday night and I saw you in person and we shared time in the dressing room? But the drive home was the scariest of scariest.
It was. But lashing's not strong enough. I know. No.
It was triple lash.
It was triple lash. What?
I whimpered all the way. I whimpered.
Did you?
Yeah, because you know we had half a bottle of wine between the three of us in our dressing room, right?
Hence my hangover. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. You've got to build that resistance back up. You've got to start. Because you've got no alcohol stamina whatsoever, Judith. You've really got to up that game. I think, because I'm worried about you. I'm worried if you're getting a hangover after. It sounds like to me like quite a debilitating hangover as well.
It's irritating. It is irritating. I mean, I've had one during the
performance. No, not irritating. Very debilitating.
Debilitating and irritating to myself and others. Yes, I know. I had one glass of wine during the performance, which is very unlike me. And then I think half a glass with you in the dressing room. Yeah,
definitely.
I know.
There was definitely half a bottle left. And so I took it in the car with me, and I was so anxious all the way home. Mm-hmm. On the I had it in the glove box. I thought, I'm taking that.
I mean, you weren't driving. Let's hasten to.
No, we hastened to. If I was driving, why would people? People sometimes think this. People sometimes think I drive myself to gigs. That I, you know, set the show up. That I do 2 hours. Of a show, and then I drive myself back.
Pack it all up and put it in the car and drive.
I couldn't do it. I physically could not do it. And then after a show, I like to drink wine. And I drank wine in the passenger seat and ate a whole load of potato-based snacks because I was so anxious.
When you say a whole load, did you... Because I bought you a packet of those large salt and pepper things from M&S because I know you're partial to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd already got one on the counter, right?
Yes, I bought some for you.
Oh, you didn't give them to me?
Well, we didn't open them because you're on a carb-free diet and I didn't need them at the time. And the thing about those, Judith, and they sell them in Waitrose as well and they sell them in Marks. I call them potato-based snacks. They come in several varieties. I like the salt and black pepper version best. And they are potato shapes and they are sort of in wheels and tubes and curls. And they come in big packets. They're very, very good. And I tell you what, if you open a packet of those and you put them in a glove box and you keep the glove box tightly shut, they will stay fresh for over a week.
Well, they will if you don't keep putting your fingers in and eating them, which I would be.
Ray and I can make those last a week easily. Never. One packet of those last a week very, very easily. We just take handfuls, little handfuls, all the way home.
Stop. I won't be able to stop. I was so pissed after a glass
pissed.
And a half.
She was pissed.
Do you know what I did?
Because
I
hadn't eaten out of her head.
I haven't eaten any carbohydrates for weeks. Seriously, I have not. I had no lapses. I suddenly got this urge. It was probably seeing that bag of whatever they're called. I said to Mike, you're going to have to stop at the petrol station so I can buy massive bag of Doritos. It's very,
really?
You know how women do sometimes? You know that thing when you've been to a posh do or something? And yeah. You go to the garage, you get yourself a snack. It was unseemly. It was unladylike, actually. Yeah. Unladylike at the whole packet. Whole
you
packet.
Didn't? Was it a big oh, packet? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Good I Lord. Did. Good I know. Lord.
I
know.
So did yeah. Well, so you were a nervous wreck in the seat. I can picture that.
I was helpfully
yeah, going.
Poor Ray, honestly. And then as I got out of the car, he said, "You know, I'm taking the car hire back now. That's our last journey." I thought, "Oh, I bet you're relieved because we're flying off to Belfast tomorrow." Yes, I'm a bit scared about that as well. I want this wind to die down. I really do. I keep checking tomorrow's weather.
Oh, you do.
Oh, it could be chaos at Heathrow, couldn't it? It could be bloody chaos. Before we go any further, I find diets incredibly dull, and I don't want to talk about them because it just immediately invoked snore law in me. But I will say, as soon as you walked in my dressing room, I thought she looks thin. I thought she looks a bit thin. She looks a bit hunnish. She looks a bit... I thought her legs are like sticks. I thought, oh, God. She's honestly,
yes, it is.
Yeah,
working.
Yeah, you
it
definitely, you can definitely tell that you have lost a half stone easily.
Good. Good. Yeah. Well, you. I loved your show. Of course, I loved your show.
Yes, it's really good. Actually, it's really good. Just as I come to the very end, it's sort of like got itself really together on this.
Oh,
tour.
It's confident, Jenny. It's confident. It's a show. It's got a flow. It's got a narrative.
It takes fucking years to get to that, you know. And just when it's absolute its peak. That's it. I've got two more shows in Ireland and that's it. And I have to put it
You'll do it again.
I don't think I will.
It was a great show. I always feel terribly proud, you know, when I'm in the audience. I feel like your older sister or your mum. I feel like saying...
Oh, you're not mum. Well, I think you can go older sister. I've got her coming round again about midday. She's got a form for me to sign. We're still on the probate and all that kind of thing. Right, but it's getting close. It's getting close.
Good.
Yeah, but Sarah's done it all, you know. I've kind of been like a three-year-old.
I can imagine.
Says you. I mean, you say, oh, I feel like your older sister. You're sort of like, you'd be the kind of older sister you are would be kind of bossy, but also quite ineffectual. Because you
Tell
don't
it
do
like
forms.
It is,
you
Jenny.
Don't do forms either.
Oh, I'm hopeless. I think I'm worse than you at forms. And that is saying something.
That is saying
you know what
something.
I mean?
That's kind of stunned me because I sort of stopped then and thought nobody's worse than me. I don't think you are.
I'm just lazy. I just say to my Mike. Could you just do this?
But Jeff's
what does that
not.
Mean?
Jeff's exactly like me. He can't do forms
that's a
either.
That's a problem.
Sort of there. I mean, you know, when his dad died, he left a locked desk, and when they cracked into it, it was just unopened bills. It was just he hadn't
was
opened
it?
A bill in years.
Jeff's
got a bit of that in him, you know. I say to him, that envelope's been on the side there for 3 days. It's time you opened it. Open it. Yeah, he's terrified
Sometimes
of the post.
My credit card bill comes in some months, and I think, oh bloody hell, I'm not going.
Well, I haven't got a credit card, Judith. I don't use a credit card. Certainly do not. No, I do not. I've got one for emergencies, and I don't use it from 1 year to the next, which probably means it's probably a stupid thing. But I can't see what I'd use a credit card for.
It's for big things,
isn't it?
Well, yeah, and then you get points, don't you? So I get sort of John Lewis points, obviously. Why would I get anything
else? I don't do it. I've never been a one for a credit card because never had a proper job. You see, the thing with the credit card thing, isn't it? I think, you know, people introduce them to you when you're in your 20s and things like that, and they say, well, you know, you just pay it off at the end of the month. And I think, well, why would I have money at the end of the month? Because my money doesn't come through like that.
Yeah.
So I just don't do it. Just don't
do it. That's good, though. That's good. That's a good bit of northern woman housekeeping, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I'm a bit slovenly like that.
So anyway, that show is more or less over. If you missed it, where were you? Yeah, and that was another thing that surprised you, how few owls were in the audience.
I know. I told you. Why is that? We need to spread the word a bit, don't we? What's the matter with you? Come on, owls. Tell. No.
It's a bit late now.
Enlist people. I'm encouraging the gang to enlist new members.
I think it's still difficult to get the podcast message across to those who have not yet.
I don't know how we do it.
Mm. I really don't. Mm. I mean, I got chatting to a woman on a bus last night, and we were having a really good chat. She was very, very angry. She's a bit older than me, a bit younger than you. She was furious about the COVID inquiry. She'd gone to see a matinee of Noises Off and then had a drink with whatever. Anyway, she was on my bus, got chatting, and I just thought she is such a potential owl. But I felt Absolutely. Such a prick. I couldn't say. Oh, by the way, I do this podcast, and I think you'd be, it's for sort of quite bad-tempered middle-aged plus women, and I think you'd be an ideal listener. I just didn't, anyway, her name's Anita, and she lives in East Dulwich. If you know her, tell her. Anyway, there we go. So what else is, you didn't bring the soup. People were very intrigued by the soup. Now tell me exactly what.
We got our wires crossed, didn't we? I made the soup. It's a bit heavy on the apple, if I'm honest, but I made the soup. I got it all ready in some Tupperware. And then you sent me a message saying, oh, change the time when we meet to 6:30 or something. And I thought, well, she's not going to eat. She's not going to want to eat at 7:25 when the show is at 8. So, oh, do I take it or don't? Oh, I don't know. So I didn't bring it. I was kicking myself because I got there and you've got a tragic sandwich. Worse than that, you actually said to me, oh, we've got a microwave. And I had to say, oh, got a soup.
There was a microwave in the building, but I didn't know that until I got there. So, I mean, you could have bought the soup and it would have just been there cold in the Tupperware.
Sloshing around.
Then I'd have felt duty bound to take it, put in the glove
box.
It would still
be
there. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, it's a tricky one, but I will look forward to that taste sensation
another day.
Yes.
Can I just say that one thing in your show truly shocked me? Fucking shocked me. Yeah.
Really?
You
and
said,
I said cunt.
Yeah. Well, yes, that too. So you've given up on hummus. Apparently, you're not going to have any hummus anymore. You've decided it's shit.
I do a list of things that life is too short for, and one of them is hummus. It's just edible grout, decided. I think what happens with hummus, you have it 3 days in a row, and you think, God, this is muck, isn't it? This is just... pulped muck. This is honestly, who conned us into eating this old shit?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not with you on that. As long as it doesn't creep into coleslaw, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, it won't ever creep into coleslaw, no, Judith. No, that no. is, just, coleslaw
just,
is safe.
Watch your step.
It's on the
you know
safe
I mean?
List. Couscous is on the danger list. I'm not having that shit as well. It's cat litter. Anyway, let's talk about the photos we put up on the notice board this week. We put some very poor pictures of us up. They were poor.
Mike took some poor photographs. He keeps doing this. You can see that he kind of bends his legs and then he brings the camera down. And I keep saying to him, up, up, up. We don't want photographs taken from underneath
our double sitting
chins.
He was sitting down.
Shoddy work.
He didn't get out of his chair. He just sort of casually sat back in his chair and took some very bad photos of us. I was prepared. I knew the angles were all bad. And you just
they
had a sort of slight distressed look on your face. The first one particularly was as if just go, Mike.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
But yes, I don't think he's got any idea how important that Instagram page is. No idea, has he? No idea.
I did a selfie with me and Jeff yesterday and I chose not to put it on the notice board. I looked so bad. I don't believe that.
Yeah,
I know what I'm doing when I have my photo taken, but you know,
what do you
I
do?
Caught myself
Come on,
off
what
guard.
Do you do? What do you do? Lift
oh,
up
no,
the chin.
I'm not. There's tricks of the trade.
Oh,
I'm not sharing
wait.
Them.
Well,
no,
you can't do it.
I've taught you so many times and you just...
I wasn't
ignore
listening.
Me.
Okay, I'm listening just, now.
No,
I'm listening
not,
now.
No, because I'm not telling everybody. So there we go.
Does it involve the elastic band?
No, it doesn't, but they are genius. Apparently, I read somewhere that people are putting sellotape under their chins.
Oh, that sounds a bit uncomfortable, doesn't it?
Well, it's sellotape just not as effective as one of our rubber
exactly.
bands.
Exactly. Never muck about with sellotape.
No. You lost your leopard skin hat as well.
I lost my leopard. It was my favourite hat. I've had it for years. I've already lost it twice in my life and found it again. And do you know, every time I wore that leopard skin beret, and I'm putting it in the past tense, which grieves me, it made me feel kind of cool. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
Cool. Yeah, would you say, you know, it's quite... Yeah, all right.
I think you'll be able to replace it. I think that if you put leopard skin beret on into your Google search, it will rear up.
The thing is, if it's on eBay and the address is Oxford, it might be, you know what I mean?
Somebody found it in that bloody theatre, didn't they?
Somebody's
there were so many women like us in that theatre. If I'd found a leopard skin beret, I'm not sure I'd have done the decent thing. Oh, my God. I'm not sure I would.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The other thing you put on your notes, the notes, they're not the most exciting notes. I'm just going to read out some of the notes
then.
Here.
Ooh.
A day jet washing, this is the new, a day jet washing the patio and the area around our bins, which had become a skating rink. I will continue. It's an underrated pleasure, orgasmic. A bit like squeezing a massive spot all day. I literally gave myself wrist ache and got through two changes of clothes, and the kitchen windows looked like a motocross team had driven past them in the mud.
Do you think I need this to get out more?
This is our fucking lives. This is our life. Welcome to our lives.
That's right. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, but listen, you mock, honestly...
I don't underestimate the pleasure of the culture.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's time consuming. I mean, I've actually given myself a sort of repetitive strain injury because I was doing it for hours. And I was doing it till it got dark. I couldn't stop.
Couldn't stop.
But it's come up nice.
You were mud splattered in the end.
Oh, I was totally mud splattered. But I got my waterproof trousers on that I used for cycling. I was kitted out. But,
I'm so glad I have no kit. I'm so glad that I have no equipment for anything so that nobody can make me do anything because, sorry, I haven't got any waterproof trousers. No, I can't go kayaking because I haven't got...
some.
No, I don't want any. Please don't buy me some. a note further down...
Is something else dull that I've put on my notes? Go
put
on.
Put all the garden furniture away.
Oh, yeah.
Picked the last of the apples. Changed the clocks. Realised I don't have a decent Mac, but have joined Vinted at Daisy's recommendation. But for some reason, I'm on the French version. It's all in euros and from Lyon and Marseille. Actually, that's very funny indeed.
I don't know how to get it back, Daisy. I thought, well, that's a bit odd. Do they think I'm in Europe? But no, all the stuff is from France. Oh, no, I don't know. It's actually
change
God's
your name
way of...
a bit. Just do it under a different...
Oh, do you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, that'll lead into a mess. It'll be username and password and send you an email, send you a verification code.
Yeah, but you know what you're looking for is a waterproof Mac, and no thing that doesn't exist. I don't think it exists.
Well, I think that's coming from somebody, if I may say so, who has no waterproof trousers or equipment equipment,
and no interest in going out in the rain.
Not sure that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, you see, that sends you to. I've got cagoules. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Plural? Jesus.
I need a smart Mac, Jenny, because what happened last year is I bought myself a smart Mac. For some unknown reason, I dyed it orange.
Yes, but you didn't like the colour. That's why you dyed it orange.
Well, because it was boring. It was just slightly, it wasn't quite right, but it's less fucking right now, I'll tell you. Sorry, I've gone to the charity shop. Anyway, I might need to buy another one. But
I remember doing Grumpy Old Women live with Dilly Keane from Fascinating Aida. And she always swore by a make called Dreiserbone from Australia. But I think that they're for sort of outback sheep shearing in the rain.
Yeah.
I think they're proper, you know, it's got,
going out
you know,
London,
those things
they've
got a sort of cape on the back.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, barbers have those, don't they? Don't they? You've got a barber anyway. You showed it off in the dressing room. Haven't you got a barber, you said?
Yeah, mine is a sort of the least practical of the barbers, though, because it hasn't got a hood. I always have a hat in my pocket when I've got that. But it's also a shorty one.
Yes, yeah. It's a
what my mother would call a bum freezer. Do you remember your mum calling things almost a bum freezer? You know, because your bum hang out of it.
Nonetheless.
But people might send ideas for a waterproof Mac, a stylish waterproof Mac.
A stylish waterproof Mac.
I think people will go, there's a Swedish maker, I can't remember the name now, but probably. I think a lot of people will come up with
cheap
that.
Cheap as well, cheap.
Okay, this is where you see the thing is, Judith, the thing is, I'm not sure you can get a cheap waterproof Mac. You'll get cheap shower resistant. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Do you know what I'd really like? You know, what do you really at school, like? What I'd really like is a gabardine that I used to wear at grammar school. It was navy blue and it was had a lovely collar that you could pull up and nice buttons and big
Did
pockets.
It have a belt? Was it belted?
Had a belt.
I got one of those from a charity shop some years ago and I've God knows where it went. I don't know where it went, but it was a proper gabardine. And it
it said
gabardine because it was a make, wasn't it? Gabardine.
It was. Maybe I need to head to John Lewis
School
Outfitters Department.
Yes.
They won't have any big enough, will they?
There are girls at school bigger than you. Well, I tell you. I mean, you would have stopped growing at 14. You will be the same size now as you were in the sixth form.
Might be an idea, mightn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or I could go and find a lost property thing in some. You know,
break into a lost property. Yeah, that's
in
all
the
you
gym.
Need to do.
That's where okay. it is. Isn't
right.
it?
You did your first Chamberlain stint at the college last night.
I did. Very grown up it was. Very, very. I was so nervous. I mean, you know, I've stood up a lot of times in my life and given speeches, and I'm okay. Sometimes I'm okay, and sometimes I'm quite good. I was so nervous somehow in Oxford University. It all felt a bit grown up. And, you know, it wasn't like I was trying to make people laugh. It was kind of serious. And there's something weird about me that goes into... When I have to go into that sort of grown-up, like, proper adult kind of speech, it's not really me. I can't really...
I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it without... I mean, I sent you a note about this. I said you should always start with, hello, everybody. Nice to see you all. I came on the train. But I think I managed to pass it off as an asthma attack. That's what you should start with every time.
Can you imagine their faces? Can you imagine their faces?
Well, this is why I couldn't do it. Because if I was faced... I get... If I don't get a laugh, I get increasingly anxious. And that's when I start swearing. So if I was doing a serious speech and there was no laughs, I would just go... I'd just go into swearing mode.
Yeah, yeah. I was okay. But I tell you, the nice bit about it is I had a bell. The bursar or something came up to me and he gave me this sort of battered box in which they have this special bell that you kind of ring when you're calling people in for dinner and then you ring before you stand up and talk. Yeah, made me feel really powerful. I like that bell. Quite liked
Bloody
that bell.
Hell, did you get to bring it home?
No. Well, I got some compliments about my outfit, so I just say that the top is from Joseph Ribkoff. There you go. That's very unlike me. But that top is from Joseph Ribkoff. Somebody actually said, could we talk about the make of it and everything on the pot? So there you go.
Well, Joseph Ribkoff, who I've never heard of before in my life. No. Okay. Well, I tried to foist a denim all-in-one on you, didn't I? I'd bought the denim all-in-one from John Lewis. And it wore me. You know when you put on an outfit and it just... you can't wear it because I'm too short.
It's too heavy.
It didn't move, did it? So I foisted it on you. You tried it on. You looked better in it than I did because you've got the height for it. But you didn't enjoy wearing it either, did you?
No, it was just a bit bulky, wasn't it?
It was bulky.
It's a shame because it's lovely denim, lovely make and everything. But no... I mean, listen, if I'd have liked it, I'd have had it. Well, anyway, you did. So did you take it back?
I took it back, yes. Jeff had, because I had Sunday off, and Jeff was meeting an old TV Times colleague. And so I just thought, well, just drive to John Lewis and take that back. That's your sort of mission for the day. And the mission was accomplished. I felt good about it. I felt satisfied. I thought, no, I can't. You know, when you sometimes just, because you've got 30 days to return these things and I'm on tour and all of a sudden you've got 3 days left. And I just thought, I must get that back.
Did you have the receipts?
Must get it back.
Did you have the receipts?
Well, it's going back onto my PayPal account, so it'll just, anyway.
Oh, good. Well done.
Well done, me.
Yes, well done you.
I can't think what else has happened this week. I've done a lot of work. You've done your chambermaiding.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down.
So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I had my friend Lisa Adamczewski round. Now, my friend Lisa Adamczewski, I've followed her on our Instagram account. So that if you see pictures of, it's gold leaf with birds on them. They're by my friend Lisa Adamczewski. She lives in a small holding in Wales, which she's rewilding. And she has this this project. It's called 1,000 Postcards. And she does botanical and wildlife paintings on postcards of everything that's on the farm.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Just check her out. She's on Instagram and on Twitter. Lisa Adamczewski. Adamczewski is incredibly difficult to spell, but you know, after a few stabs, and I'm always retweeting her stuff anyway. So if you follow me, you can follow her. Okay. And anyway, she popped round, and I first met her when she ran the bar at Camberwell Art School because she was at the art college, and I was a life model. So that's when, and she'd give me free drinks. So obviously, I made best friends with her because I thought there's booze in it. And she came round, and because she's a very good artist, I got her to draw my pumpkin. And she drew the pumpkin face, and I said, and then she said, you can carve it, I can't be asked. So I carved it, and Jeff did a bit of help as well. And then we didn't have very many trick-or-treaters.
No, didn't you? So wait a minute, I'm just thinking about this. So wait a minute, she drew your face on
the pumpkin? No, not my, she drew me a face. She drew a face. I put it on the Instagram. It's just a, you know, just a scary face. Anyway, so I just sometimes have to drop in the fact that I do have friends, because I know that you feel sorry for me now and again because I'm very unsocial.
I know.
But you,
have arty friends. You have lots of arts. You have lots of interesting friends, actually.
I have interesting friends.
I noticed that you don't introduce me to them very often. I've noticed that.
No. They don't need to mix. They don't need to mix. You're just separate. I can't cope with you all in once. No, I don't like that. That's too much. Thank you very much indeed. Right, quick roundup on the twins and on Arlo.
The twins have actually started to tell you when they're doing a poo.
Oh, it's time for potty training.
Perhaps.
A joy for you.
There's a joy, unexpected delight. No, because you can sort of tell when Eddie's doing one because he stops what he's doing.
Yeah,
you know what
absolutely.
I mean?
It's an abrupt stop sometimes, isn't it? And
yes, it is.
Arlo has a poo face and his eyes start watering.
And there's a funny smile, isn't there?
So I've
started to say to particularly Eddie, are you doing a poo? Are you doing a poo? And now he does actually say poo. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
How very advanced.
Indeed.
Arlo still won't walk. Absolutely no intention whatsoever. He'll pull himself up. He'll stagger around furniture, all that kind of thing. But, you know, it crawls at the speed of lightning. And he's a very happy sitter. Very happy sitting with his toys and his puzzles and his shapes and that sort of thing. And then I had a friend's baby round as well. And Jeff was, he was in charge of the creche.
Oh, yes, I saw the photo. How long for? How long
three
was he
minutes,
in charge?
3 minutes. 3 minutes. just while me and Kelly sat in the kitchen and had a cup of coffee or something, just 5 minutes really.
It does get a bit boring, doesn't it? If we're honest, after all, it does get a little bit boring.
And I don't find it so actually. No, I don't. But I do find it fucking exhausting.
It's just tiring.
It's so tiring. Yeah, I mean, we had Arlo on Tuesday. Got him back Phoebe suddenly phoned and said, I miss my baby. Will you bring him home? I thought, you're not fucking wrong. We'll bring him home. See you in about 20 minutes. And As I say in the show, it's the buggy and the car seat.
It is, isn't it?
And the fact that one of my hands is not fully operational and I cannot press two buttons at once. Yeah. I don't know what
They are really fiddly. And
really fiddly. And
heavy as well. Those bloody buggies are massive, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yours will be because it's double.
Double, you know? Exactly. Exactly.
Mm. Oh.
Right.
Yeah, and Jeff and I, that night, we went to bed at 9:30.
Did you?
Yeah, we did. We were staggering. Anyway, we are going to Culture Corner. We're going to start with a play. You went to Bath to the, what was the theatre called in Bath?
I think it's called the Theatre Royal. It's very
The Theatre Royal.
Theatre
I've never
Bath.
Played it. I think it's really smart, it's really posh. Was it beautiful?
It is. Oh, it was. Yes, the Well-Heeled of Bath were out in the matter. Yeah, for the matinee, really.
Yeah.
A beautiful theatre and lovely rake on it. Do you know what I mean? A nice bit of leg room. All very important these days. That's a bit of rake.
Were you in the stalls?
Yes, we're in the stalls. Nice view, nice view. So, no, we splashed out. I mean, the bloody cost of theatre tickets is...
Do you mind me asking how much?
Well, I think they were about 120 for the two, which actually for London is nothing, but it's a lot of money.
It's a lot. I'm sorry, it is a lot wherever you are in the country. We're in an economic crisis. And, I mean, how many people were on the stage?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Not many. 3, 4.
Yeah,
Brian
well, then,
Cox,
sorry.
His wife. Yeah, you're right. So yeah. Probably quite cheap. Probably quite cheap put on. Is that what you... Yeah.
Well, apart from the fact that it's Brian Cox of Succession fame, and he's going to cost a lot.
Yes, he is. He is.
And I presume and they're going to have to rent him a flat in Bath.
Well, I was funny. I was getting a little bit bored thinking about exactly that. I was thinking, so I wonder if he's going to go back to the flat now, because it'd be a nice flat, and I bet it's right in the city centre, doing all their Christmas shopping, I was thinking, because his wife's on stage as well. Wasn't thinking about the plot, which was about
J.S. That's probably why she was cast. Old Trevor Nunn, he's not a fool, you know. He'd have been thinking, well, I can get the two of them in the same flat. Because otherwise, I'm going to have to have another female star, and she'll have to have a flat of her own in Bath, and you know, think of the cost. So,
not stupid, are they? It was. I was.
What was the story?
I've got to look at my notes. It was about Bark at the end of his life.
Bark the dog.
Johann Sebastian. And he met Frederick the Third Great or whatever.
Oh,
he was
Christ,
called
this is
to
sounding
the court.
Like the worst history lesson.
He was
okay,
called to
how
the
many?
Court
okay,
the
give me marks out of 10. 4. Okay, first of all, for costumes.
6.
Oh, gosh. Sets.
Highest score. Simple but effective. Electric. You know. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Not bad.
Out of 10.
Oh, I think it's a 3 or a 4. Just because, you know, it was apparently, according to the programme, about the confluence of the Enlightenment and something else.
Confluence?
But the confluence. How about that? Yeah, the confluence.
Well, I don't even know what confluence means.
Yes,
you do. It sounds like shit coming out of a tide. That's effluence.
Effluence. Think about geography lessons and confluence. It's about when rivers meet. It's quite a posh word. You know, where ideas and streams of thought mix.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway, that was in the programme. I just picked
Any
that
dancing
up.
In it?
No dancing, no sex, and no comedy. Actually, no comedy. And that actually is a big problem for me, unless I'm completely...
So you spent £120 on those tickets. You got 2 comps for my show. Which one did you enjoy more?
Oh, well, there's no contest. No fucking contest. I mean, I'm sorry. I know people around me were enjoying it. I'm sure they were. But I'm just not sure whether I've got those things in me at the moment. Yeah, anymore.
Yeah, I'm £22.50. I'm £22.50. That's all I'm going to say. There's a bit of a difference there. But, you know, it is only me, let's face it. And there's no sex.
No, but come on, you come up feeling great. And we need to laugh, don't we? It's
occasionally. It's... Not often. Not all the time. But so that sounds OK. Well, I think you've run that play into the ground, Judith. I'm not sure how long.
Sort of have, I would say.
I mean, there will be equal number. I think what people must do is read other reviews and make their own minds up.
Yes. Other reviews are available.
Other reviews.
What have you been watching on telly? Have you been watching anything on telly?
I think all we're doing is we are watching a MasterChef, the professionals. We enjoy that, Jeff and I. I don't know why, because neither of us cook. And so it's like watching like magic shows for us, really, because you're just watching people do things that we would never, ever dream of being able to do.
I can't see the point in that. Sorry.
You're not that interested.
Well, I can't eat it. I mean, I can't, you know what I mean? Not fussed. But you know, it's a calming format.
Yes, I think so. I think so. We managed to get the last half of Portrait Artist of the Year last night.
Oh, did you?
Yes. Did you miss it?
Yes.
You would have done. Got
doing
that.
A you.
Sometimes you just think, oh, I don't want to go out on a Wednesday. Do you mind? I am not free Wednesday night to do anything because Portrait Artist is on. Yeah. I think they repeat it another time, but I'm not sure when. Might.
I should look that up. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, look that up because you'll enjoy that.
I will in the media times.
So what about you, telly-wise?
Oh, well, one thing I forgot to put on the notes, which has been brilliant, and you'll be watching it, I'm sure, soon, I am sure, is Time, the Jimmy McGovern women's prison drama. I think it's a 3 or 4-part.
Yeah, tried it. Tried it. No.
What?
No.
How could you not like that? What?
I don't know. I just found it gruelling. Gruelling. I don't think I could cope with the gruellingness of it.
Well, no, I don't.
Do you think I need to give it another go?
Yes, you do. You certainly do.
Okay, well, it was Jeff was being off-putting. He just it just didn't appeal to him.
Well,
do you think it's because it was all women? Bloody
possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as grim.
Patriarchy.
It's not as grim as the male version that was out.
Which I enjoyed.
I was completely spellbound in it. A terrifying way.
Right.
Good.
I'm going to give Time another go. I'm going to download it onto my iPad tonight so I can watch it on the plane tomorrow because that plane is going to be just buffeting all over the bloody place. It's going to be buffeting.
I'm sorry. It's not helpful to say, is it? But I'd be.
You would shit yourself. You probably
would.
Yeah, you would. I'm going to take my emergency Valium. Of
yes,
I am.
Very sensible. Very sensible.
Yeah,
but I think the storm might have gone. I think you might
be fine. I hope that has abated, Judith.
Oh,
abated.
Oh, not quite as good as Confluence, I have to say, but not bad.
Confluence, but you read it out of a brochure, so it doesn't really count. Okay, so moving on, let us go to books. Now, Daisy recommended to both of us a book by Sarah Winman, who is a very successful author, and it's one of her earlier ones. It's a small book called The Tin Man, and it's about a man who knocks the dents out of cars and sort of how he got to the place he is today. And this sort of beautifully written, very sad story.
Yeah.
And she reads it, the author reads it, and she reads it phenomenally well.
Doesn't she? Doesn't she? Because sometimes that can go wrong, can't it?
Oh, God, yes.
But yes, I know. And that's an added sort of little element, isn't it, to know that she wrote it somehow?
Yeah, because I think she knows every meaning of every sentence she could, because she created it, she kind of knows the intention behind it.
That's right.
I did guess what was going to happen, but it is set at a certain time when certain things were happening, and that does happen, and there's death, and it's just loss. It's this tragic loss. Really,
it's a classy book, isn't it? Very.
It's
classy
a really
book.
Classy yeah, book, yeah, and it's yeah. a great if you've got if it's your turn to choose for a book club. It's a really good choice because it has a lot of things to discuss afterwards. There were a couple of points which I think I must, because I was listening to it while I was away. I think I missed a couple of clues to things because there are a couple of questions I'd like to ask, but I can't without giving it all away. So I'll just have to ask Daisy another time. So we're still on the bee sting. We've still got 9 hours to go.
You've still got 9 hours to go?
Yeah.
You're kidding. Plus,
I know.
I'd have forgotten what happened at the beginning if I was still on that. What's it about again?
There's one character and I can't remember his name anymore. I just can't fucking remember his name. Anyway, it is really good, but it suddenly took a turn. You know, like when you wake up in the middle of the night and you feel a bit anxious, and I said to Jeff, can we have book back on? And he went, yeah. And so I put it on, and it had taken a really violent anal sex turn in the middle of the night.
Oh,
and I didn't get us back to sleep. It sounded like a completely different book. I just thought, where's this come from? Anyway, I'm also on the Britney Spears biog, as read very well by Michelle Williams. Apparently, Britney thought it was too triggering for her to read it. I don't think...
Why are you reading that? What on earth? Why are you reading that?
Because it's in the zeitgeist and it's a talking point book for probably younger people than me, but I quite like to keep my finger on the pulse.
Like to pretend. Go on.
I don't need to pretend. I just am interested because it's zoomed right to the top of the charts.
Oh, so has it?
Has it? Okay. So I just want to see. It's quite short as well. I mean, it's about 6 hours or something.
Is it any good?
I don't know yet. I don't know.
Right. Fair enough.
It's not awful, but so far I don't find it particularly enlightening or gripping or anything. But I'm only sort of 20 minutes in.
Okay.
Don't know yet.
Okay.
Right. I certainly don't think it's as good as I'm Glad My Mom Is Dead by Jeanette McCurdy.
Is it in the same sort of space then? Same kind of vibe?
Well, it should be because it's kind of about child stardom and being reared for something and being pushed into it, pushy
stage mums and all
that kind of thing. Anyway, what else are you reading?
Nothing. What do you mean, what else am I not am I reading? I don't have three on the go at once.
Oh, I find it quite easy. I've just got a very, very big brain. Okay, I've got a brain like a massive sponge. And you've got a little note here just telling our listeners that there are bookings for Cornwall next year available.
Oh, yes. We haven't really got round to it until now, but actually we are taking bookings for Cornwall next year, assuming that Storm Kieran or whatever hasn't wiped it off the planet. Waiting to hear at the moment because we are right on the sea. So actually we've got hardly any bookings in January and February, so they've come down loads. I think it's £530 a week or something.
Ooh, that is a bargain.
That's all right, isn't it? And also, we might do some short breaks if you want to do that. So anyway, cornishhideaway.co.uk. Cornishhideaway.co.uk.
And that's the singular Cornish Hideaway.
It's a singular. Very good, Jenny. Yes. I remember. Yes.
So we are going now to emails.
Yes.
And, just a little catch-up of our notice board, though we have spoken... mostly, we have talked about our notice board already, but there was a lovely photo of Ellen and her friend that you put up.
And they were
the winners, joint winners of a fancy dress party.
Yes, didn't they look good as Clam and Shell? She borrowed loads of my pearls. And she just looked sort of beaming. And I thought we'd had so many lovely emails from the gang when I divulged finally that the marriage had broken up. Yeah. I think she's, I'm touching wood. I think she's turned a corner. And I think that, the single life has its advantages and its
ups. Too bloody right. Absolutely.
So touch wood.
I think she has it all to play for and the ball is in her court.
I
don't know whether I put it on our notes. Board, I definitely put it on mine. The screen grab of me that I pulled off the Des O'Connor show.
Yes.
Somebody gave me the heads up that there was the Des O'Connor show that I did in '96 had been uploaded to YouTube.
Wow.
I thought there was a bit of a tale to tell about doing that show as well, which I can't be able to go into now. But anyway, so I thought, I'll have a look at that. And I literally gasped when I saw myself because it's so long since I looked like that and sort of, was like that. I was a good looking girl.
Stunning. You were.
Throughout my 30s.
Wait, 96, so you were...
I was 35. It was just before 35. I turned 36, yeah.
Wow. And just after the Perrier?
Yeah.
Just after the Perrier?
Yeah.
No,
and
you
really good
fabulous.
Hair and makeup. But let's face it, this was pre... HD television. Is it HD that they call it? I don't know. But everyone looked a bit better in those days.
Yes, it probably did. Yeah. And it might be quite a few generations as well if it's gone on YouTube. But nonetheless, but you always say, not only did you look beautiful, you look stylish and
Let us go to our emails now.
Yes.
I want to go to this taste sensation, Judith. What do you think about this?
Controversial. Yes,
Kate Osborne, she was in Rome visiting her daughter, their daughter. She had a starter of four chopped strawberries with four spoonfuls of a shrimp flavoured creamy yoghurt.
Oh, dear.
Placed on a disc of finely ground red prawns, garnished with fresh basil and a sprig of parsley. She thought it was delicious.
I'm struggling with that. You see, I like everything other than the strawberries and the oh, the yoghurt. Oh, no. I think we needed a photo.
Shrimp
but even
yoghurt.
So.
I know, I think this sounds like, if it worked, and it sounds like one of those posh places that's worked it out.
Oh, it does. It does.
She lives near the New Forest. And I have decided, Judith, very much want a New Forest holiday. I want 4 days away. I want to go to Blenheim Palace en route and the Pallant House Gallery, which I think is near Chichester.
Have you not been to Blenheim Palace yet?
No.
That is sad, actually. Every time you come here, you're in a rush. You do need to go to Blenheim Palace. And I will take you to Blenheim Palace. That's my job. Thank you very much.
Okay, right. Well, there's just a couple of things I want to tick off. And we got a really good hint of a great show in Cambridge as well. I'm not sure of the gallery, but it's called Family Life, this exhibition.
Ooh.
And it's got some really good artists in it, like Alice Neal. And I really would like to see that, but I'm not sure I will be able to before Christmas. Anyway, other emails.
Right.
We got one from Kath, who is our kazoo player friend.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember Kath?
I do.
She reminded us of a pub called Tommy Ducks in the 1970s. It was a northern pub. It was iconic. And women would donate their knickers and they were displayed on the ceiling. Did you
Amazing.
Ever visit it? Did you
Amazing.
Ever visit it?
Saw the photo. It's extraordinary. Yeah. Big knickers as well. Not just skimpies.
Yes. Northern women knickers. Northern 70s
exactly.
women's knickers.
Exactly.
I went there.
Did you?
Unless I've dreamt it or just, you know, the photos are so evocative that I think I must have been. But I'm sure I've been there very many years ago, but I did not donate any pants. I did not.
Great photo. What a bloody good idea. And apparently it's gone, been demolished.
Yeah.
It is no more.
Or maybe the pants itself combusted in the place.
Yeah, caught fire. Brought the ceiling down. Might know, really.
You'd want the pants nicely laundered, wouldn't you?
You would. But it might be quite interesting sort of anthropologically to see a cross-section of underwear from different eras, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
You know what
yes,
I mean?
Indeed.
I'd
yes,
like
indeed.
To see that
the
exhibition.
Sort of different, especially, I remember 70s bikinis. They were really unflattering on most people. But
I don't remember that, were they?
They were quite droopy. They were quite droopy.
Droopy.
Sort of droopage. Yeah. Anyway, what have you got planned for the day, Judith?
Apart from waiting for news from Cornwall, I'm going to get some paints out and I'm going to plant some bulbs, actually. It's not too soggy. My new bulbs have arrived. Yeah.
Yes, I've got bulbs too. I don't think I can be asked to do it today. I just don't feel like it.
No, I don't.
Well,
you've got to get your bag packed, haven't you?
I've got a sort of live podcast event tonight.
Oh, have you now?
Yeah, in Ballon.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got to do that. Yeah. Anyway, it's all go.
It's all go.
I hope I'm terrified of this flight tomorrow, but fingers crossed.
I honestly think of the term calm after... Oh, the calm after the storm. No, just realised it's
calm
before
the storm.
Sorry. Oh,
fucking
Scrub
hell, Judith. You've got one back to front and inside out, haven't you?
No, I think it'll have blown through, over.
Okay.
I really do.
Anyway, I will love you all and leave you all, and we shall speak again this time next week.
Indeed. Toodle-pip.
Yes, bye-bye, everybody.
Yeah, bye. Bye, gang.
Bye.
Watch yourselves. Toodle-pip, bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.